Today we are going to discuss a very interesting quote from the Sicha of Bamidbar Erev Chag HaShavuos, V'yoyim Beis Chag HaShavuos, Tov Shinun Aleph. It's printed in Sefer HaSichis, Tov Shinun Aleph, page 562, and it's in the middle of Ois Yud Gimel, which is the final Ois of the Sicha. Rebbe's Lashon is like this. Koilo Upashit, the what we're talking about in simple terms, they're beautiful Nala Elamis Vestadim from Golos, we're going to get rid of all the concealments of Golos, on Ala Shailas Beprati Agula Mashiach Tzidken, all the questions on the Prati Agula and about Mashiach, was Das Kum Mitzad Golos Atma, these questions itself comes from Golos. Mitzadem was when it's Gevorin in Golos, being that we were born in Golos. On Eiv Gehadiv it's Gevorin in Golos, and we were raised in Golos. The Mela is Men HaGolos Mensch, Achman Litzlan. Unfortunately, therefore, we are a Golos Mensch. On Megafinzich in HaGolos Zustand, and we have a certain mentality of Golos. So does Alts Batel Verin, on Nebuch Verin, so Amatzif, so Menucha, I mean, not all these questions and all this whole approach should be turned over and should be bottled, and we should come into a Gula Dika mindset. I want to explain what the words of the Rebbe means, that there are questions that come from Golos itself. What does that mean? I want to share with you a Medrash. The Medrash is in Shir Ashidim Rabba, Parsha Beis. It's on the Pasuk in Shir Ashidim, Kol Doidi Hine Zebah, the famous words that later became into a song that everyone knows, Kol Doidi Hine Zebah Zemelech HaMashiach. But there's a very fascinating medrash. Listen to this. Kol Doidi Hine Zebah Zemoshe. It's referring to Moshe. B'shah Shabbah V'amar LiYisrael B'chodesh Hazeh Atem Nigolim. When he came to the Yidin, and he told them, Chevron, this month we're going out. Amalei Moshe Rabbeinu, Heichonu Nigolin. How can we get out of Golos? V'kol Mitzrayim Mitunefes Ma'avedah Zara Shalanu. We're all farshmutzed in our Avedah Zara. So how can Hashem take us out of Golos? Amalei told them, Hoyu V'chavitz B'gul Aschem. Because he wants to take you out of Golos, he's not going to look at your Avodah Zarah. The next person says that they told him, how can we get out of Golos? Didn't Hashem promise us that we're going to be stuck in 70 nations? This says when Mashiach comes, that they're going to answer him. Two answers to this question. He said, one of you were in this country, one of you were in that country, it's as if you were all by 70 nations. And also, this Malchus which you're in has from all the different nations, and therefore, ki'ilu nishtabatim ba'ayin umais, it's as if you were slaves by 70 nations. We see that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to take Yidden out of Golos, right away they had these questions, Heichonu Nigolin, how can we get out of Golos? Isn't there this issue? Isn't there that issue? These questions come from where? Do they come from a lack of faith? Do they come from being that we're such frumi Yidden, we want to make sure the Eibishter keeps his word? Where do these questions come from? This is what the Rebbe is trying to explain. When somebody is caught up in a certain mindset and he hears that right now everything's about to change, that breaks his mindset and he can't handle it. And he's going to find all different reasons to say why it's wrong. When I'm comfortable in my position and you're trying to tell me a whole new world is coming, we're getting out of here, and we're so used to being here. I was here, my father was here, my grandfather was here, my great-grandfather was here. We were all here for thousands of years. So we're going to find all different shilas about how it can't be. We're going to find questions based on what we are. We're bad people. We have avodah zarah. We're going to find questions based on psukim or midrashim. Didn't it say we need ayin umayis like the Medrash says? We're going to get all different reasons and all different shilas and all different things as to why it cannot be. What's the way to answer these questions? There really is no answer. The answer is you have to get out of your internal ghosts. There's a fascinating story with the Maggid of Mizrich, that he was a Talmud of the Pnei Yeshua, and what happened was the Baal Shem Tov came to the Pnei Yeshua city, didn't tell anyone who he was. He sat down in the back of the Beis Medrash. He waited for the Pnei Yeshua to finish his shiur. He was explaining a Rashi, and he finished his shiur. Afterwards, he came over to Pnei Yeshua, told him a message. He said, all the meat in your city is treif. And he left. Who was this guy? Nobody knew. They finally did a bedikah, they checked, and there was a big problem with the shechit. It was a big scandal. So the Pnei Yeshua said, whoever this guy is, we owe him a big thank you. A little while later, Baal Shem Tov shows up again. This time, the Pnei Yeshua gives him covet. You know, he knows who he was. He says, what do you want back? So he says, I want you to send your Talmud to me. Which Talmud? Does there. Magid. Pulls the Magid in, he tells the Magid, I want you to go to the Baal Shem Tov. He said, Baal Shem Tov, I don't want to go. There's 18 questions, strong questions I have on the Baal Shem Tov. I can't go to the Baal Shem Tov. He told the Magid, that the Magid limped. Maybe if you go to the Baal Shem Tov, he'll cure you from your limp. You know, he walked with crutches, he had a very bad limp. Fine, so he goes to the Baal Shem Tov. And we know the famous story, how basically he comes there, and the Baal Shem Tov tells him, I want to tell me pshat in Zohar. He gives him pshat, he says, no. Tell me next pshat in Zohar. He doesn't like it, until he tells the Baal Shem Tov, so you tell me pshat. So he brings him into his room, and basically he shows him. He says, you read the Zohar, I'll show you the Zohar. And he shows him all the oilimus in his room. He becomes a big chassid of the Baal Shem Tov. But a few years later, he comes back to the Pnei Yeshua, and he told the Pnei Yeshua that he's a chassid. So Pnei Yeshua said, what are the answers to the shilas, the 18 questions that you had? He told him like this, Rebbe, when I thought that the Baal Shem Tov was a human, I had 18 shilas. Now that I found out he was a malach, I'm a malach, you don't ask questions. In other words, you don't need to answer the questions. You have to elevate yourself to a higher state of mind. Then there are no questions. It's not always about, okay, you said Mashiach's coming, but what about this Gemara? So we answer the Gemara. Then you'll find this Pasuk, so we answer that Pasuk. Then you find this Medrash, so we answer. It's bringing Mashiach is not about fighting over technical answers. You say Pshat and Rambam is like this, and I'm going to say Pshat and Rambam is like that. You're going to say Pshat and Gemara is like this, I'm going to say Pshat and the Gemara is like that. That's not the way to deal with it. The only way to deal with it is to enter the world of Geula. You have to get out of your Gullus mentality, because the Gullus mentality is going to produce questions, just the way it is, because you're in the status quo of Gullus, and in order to get out of that, to say that there's a new world, it boggles your mind. You're not going to be able to do that. So the only way to do it is by entering the new world. And once you enter that world, so not that it answers the questions. There are no questions. Once you enter what the Rebbe calls the world of Geula, the Geula world, so then there are no questions. People that learn Chassidus, and they become Chassidim, or they learn this Rebbe Sichas and Geula Mashiach, and now their Emunah Mashiach is stronger. Does that mean that they have all the answers? No. But when you're in that frame of mind, there are no questions. This is where the Rebbe wants you to be. The Rebbe doesn't necessarily need you to have every answer to every single question. Of course, that's nice, if you can explain every single thing. But the world that one, what the reason why the Rebbe wants us to learn in Yonagul Mashiach is not to know the answers to the questions about Mashiach. It's to live in the world of Mashiach, and therefore there are no questions. Very big difference. Not to know the answers, but to reach a world where there are no questions. And this is what the Rebbe is referring to in this Sikha of Bamidbar, getting rid of the Golos questions which come from the Golos mentality. Because our status quo, what our framework and our mindset is Golos, so when we hear that this is about to change, we can't handle it. We go crazy. And we start asking questions. We get all flustered. However, once we enter through learning about Mashiach, the world of Gula, so then we enter this peaceful stage or peaceful world, a world where there are no questions.